The following programming is sponsored by Yvonne Candy. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. Learn how to invest in today's residential and commercial real estate. Get informed and get the latest news and trends. Whether you're an investor, home buyer, or homeowner, or just want to be entertained, you're in the right place. And here's your host, Yvonne Candy.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you people? I hope you're doing well. I haven't talked to you for a little while yet, but today is a beautiful day. I don't know what it is with this springtime stuff. It seems like everybody's so happy-go-lucky. Deanna, do you notice that too? I mean, everybody's like really happy. Sometimes I wished I lived in a climate where it was warm every day, so I can just be happy every day. But anyway, it is time to get busy, busy in real estate. All you newbies out there and even experienced investors, I got some information for you from CNM Mortgage and Business Financing. We have Deanna D. Giuseppe. And yes, I had to say that slowly because I keep forgetting the D. Giuseppe. So I just told her that I'm sort of falling off here on my Italian. But anyway, I got it right. And we're going to talk about some of the things I know that you want to know about. And that's the commercial mortgages, the difference between the residential and commercial mortgages. We had a mutual friend on a few weeks ago, Jonathan Devon. You remember him? Jonathan Devon. He is fantastic, but we could not get off of FHA. It seemed like he was on twice, I believe, and we just kept on. It was so much to talk about, you know, what FHA had to offer, and also the few things that they had to offer for investors. But today, with Deanna, we're going to be talking about what is commercial, the properties that qualify for commercial lending. And like I said, the difference between residential and commercial. So let's get in it. Welcome to the show, Deanna.
Thank you.
Deanna, tell us about yourself and your company and how you got started.
Yes. So I've been in the industry for 17 years. I was with a company for 13 years. And unfortunately, they closed down during COVID. And I was devastated. I loved my job, so I wanted to continue on. So I started my own business doing the same exact thing. And so far, so good. I've been, you know, growing and networking and doing deals, and everything's been very well.
Great, great. I love what your company have to offer. I went and visited the website. I was really surprised. Great, great, great. And that, again, if you guys want to go to the website, is CNM. Commercial Mortgage and Business Financing LLC. And that's cmcommercialbusiness.com. Deanna, I know when I first started out investing, I had a lot of questions about commercial lending. Tell us, what's the difference between residential and commercial?
So for commercial, they really look at the property to produce enough income to support the mortgage. Where residential, they're really just looking at your residential, your personal income. So that's the main difference between residential and commercial. But they're like night and day when it comes to getting financing and the whole process. Commercial mortgages take a little bit more time to complete. Appraisals take about 3 to 4 weeks to come in. So it's a completely different.
And they're more money, aren't they?
They're more money as well.
Yeah, yeah.
A more extensive report.
Yes.
Where you'll have a couple hundred pages versus, you know, 10 or 12.
I think those appraisals, just to touch on this, don't they also give you a forecast for rental?
Yes.
And what, yes, for rental income. Tell us, how do you qualify a property as a good investment? Do you add in, let's say, depreciation, vacancy? What is those figures like?
Yeah, so really we're looking at the income and the debt is a bit, we're looking at a debt service coverage of 1.3 or higher.
Mm-hmm. So explain that to us.
So that is the income minus the expenses there has to be enough left over to pay the mortgage plus have additional left over. So they want it to be a good investment for you.
Right. Now, I heard that sometimes you can take the income that a property has and put it towards your debt-to-income ratio. So is that what you're sort of talking about?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. So when does a individual have to qualify for a commercial mortgage? What type of loan would they be requesting in a situation like that?
Yeah, so to qualify for a commercial mortgage, you would just need to have 25% down. You have to have good credit and, you know, experience is a plus.
Right. Now, in residential, let's say if you're getting a traditional loan, they allow seller's assist, they allow grants, gifts. Would you be allowed to have these with commercial lending?
It's pretty uncommon to see seller assist in commercial. For SBA loans, you can do a gift. That is pretty common. Whether it come from family or friends, you can get the down payment gifted to you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's with SBA?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. And when it comes down to settlement, can you get any help with that? So in other words, the loan, do they go through a settlement process if real estate is involved, or are you talking about just, okay. So in the settlement process, is there any allowance for seller's assist?
I mean, we can do a small seller's assist. It's just mm-hmm. uncommon. You don't really see that in commercial deals, mm-hmm. But we can do it. It just wouldn't take away from your down deposit. So that's always going to be the same, no matter if you have a seller assist or not.
Right. One of the things that surprised me when I was first starting out in real estate and I wanted to be a real estate investor, I was looking at properties from residential to mixed use. I didn't even know what mixed use was. I'm going to tell you the truth. When I went to see a property one time and it had a store downstairs and maybe 4 apartments upstairs. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm going to get this traditional loan, residential loan. But when I went to the lender, I was like shocked because they said I had to pay, 25% down because it was a commercial property. So I am going to ask you, what is a commercial property? Now, people think, oh, commercial property, you're talking about offices, you're talking about malls, you're talking about, some sort of business, a nursing home or anything like that. But it's just more than that. Can you sort of?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can get a commercial loan mm-hmm. for a residential property as long as it's an investment property and rent it out. Also, you can get a commercial mortgage if it's an LLC. Any units, 5 units or over, and also mixed use. If it has a storefront, apartments upstairs, that qualifies as a commercial loan as well.
Well, that's wonderful because I didn't know if a 4-unit building was a commercial. Matter of fact, one of my first properties was a triplex. And I went to a commercial agency. I didn't even know they had such a thing as a commercial agency. The only thing I knew about was Century 21 or, you know, something like that. How many units does it have to be considered a commercial purchase?
Any 5 units or over would be commercial.
Oh, 5 units.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good because a lot of people think it is 4 units. Mm-hmm. And along with that comes a lot of different qualifications for the property itself. For instance, I think that you have to have some sort of hardwired system in there, sprinkling system, fire system, whatever. So there's more involved when purchasing, let's say, 4 units. I think it's maybe 4 units or more, maybe even 3. I know I had to have one. than just purchasing a traditional residential property, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you're purchasing multiple units, it's a little bit different than that. In a commercial, are you allowed to live in it? Let's say if it's 4 units or 5 units, are you allowed to live in one of those units?
Well, it's not impossible, but mm-hmm. it's kind of frowned upon. They mm-hmm. want it to be an investment property. They kind of don't want, the lenders don't want you to mix your personal and your business. So if you're going to have an investment property, rent it out, and you're also going to live there, that's kind of intertwining the two. So that is like a red flag. It's not impossible, but it can be done.
Tell us what it is when you're doing a fix and flip.
Yeah, fix and flip is a construction loan. You buy a property, you get construction funds, fix it up, and then you sell it.
Yeah, that's pretty common nowadays. Yeah. That's very trendy. A lot of people are doing that, even the people that's just starting out. And that is considered a commercial loan.
Exactly.
Right? So that's a commercial mortgage, commercial purchase, whatever you want to call it. And the property itself is a residential property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what confuses a lot of people, because they're purchasing a residential property, but they're getting a commercial loan.
Yes.
We were talking earlier, Deanna and I, about starting out with big purchases. And Deanna, what were we talking about? Starting out with something small.
Yeah,
right?
Starting small, yeah. And then, you know, learning how to do it, and then eventually, you know, working your way up to larger projects.
Right. Because larger projects, you have to have certain qualifications. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so for a larger project, you know, they're really going to look at your experience and see what types of projects you've done in the past 2 years.
Right. But we were also talking about getting other people to come in. So mm-hmm. I think that if you're thinking about purchasing something large, let's say, what do you think, about $1 million or more?
Yeah.
So if you're purchasing something at least $1 million or more, Deanna's company or a company like hers, they're going to want to know what type of experience do you have. And if you don't have any experience in what you purchase, let's say if it's a fix and flip, or, you know, it could be a mall or whatever it is. If you don't have experience in that, you have to get someone to come in with you that does have experience. Mm-hmm. Deanna, tell us how that works, because we were talking about qualifying individually or as a company. How does that work with your company?
Yeah, so if you don't have any experience, let's say you want to open up a restaurant, but you have no restaurant experience. Mm-hmm. If you have someone that's willing to partner with you, like a manager at a restaurant or something like that, that's going to give great credibility to having experience, and, you know, you're more likely going to get the loan approved that way.
Right. So, in other words, you're taking a partner.
Exactly.
And if you're taking a partner, I think that a company, you're hard money. Are you considered hard money?
I can do hard money, but I can do everything.
Okay.
Anything commercial or business financing.
Just commercial lending. That's
commercial
what you're
lending.
Considered, a commercial mm-hmm. lender. Okay. So C&M, they do commercial lending, which includes hard money mm-hmm. and different types of loans, which we're going to talk about some other types of loans. But we were just saying that when you take on a partner, and it is best, Deanna and I were talking about this earlier, it is best to start an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the benefits of that, Deanna?
Yeah, so an LLC, I see it all the time when people are buying real estate. They'll form a new entity mm-hmm. to purchase the property. And this kind of just separates business from personal. Taking out a commercial mortgage, it's not going to go in your personal credit. You know, it just kind of separates the two from business and personal.
Isn't there times when you do have to qualify as an individual for a business, or a business loan, commercial loan in any way? There are times when you have to
Yeah, I mean,
you know, check a person's credit. Mm-hmm. What type of loans? And
yes, so that's going to be any commercial loan.
Any commercial loan.
They're going to look at you personally as well.
And what does your credit score have to be?
Anything over 680.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There are other programs where we can do, if your credit score is under that, we can go to the secondary market, but the rates are going to be a bit higher.
Fantastic. What's considered a bridge loan?
A bridge loan is a temporary interest-only loan that's not meant to be permanent financing, but it can be done quickly. So it's great for, you know, if someone wants to acquire property quickly and they don't have the time to wait for a regular conventional mortgage to go through. It's also great for, like, fix and flips or if you have to do rehab to the property, because most of the time you're buying the property and it's not occupied, it's not rented right now. Mm-hmm. So that's a good bridge loan. Or if you also, you know, just own a property free and clear and you're looking to pull some cash out, we can do that as a bridge loan as well.
What are the terms of a bridge loan? You said it's temporary. So how temporary? What's the interest rates like? The pros and cons of it.
Yeah, bridge loans are around 12 to 14% interest only, and that's for 1 year.
1 year. Can you extend it past 1 year?
You can, but there is going to be a renewal fee.
Wow. And can you convert it to a traditional loan?
You would just have to refinance.
You have to refinance with someone else. That exactly. That's not something your company does.
No, we could do that. We can refinance it, but we would have to do two separate loans. Like we would have to do the bridge loan, and then when you're ready to go conventional, that would be a whole separate loan.
Yeah, you have to be very careful, people, with these loans, because if you say that you're going to do a bridge loan, a fix and flip, they only give you 12 months at CNM. So that means that you have to finish that job and get it refinanced through them or through another lender to pay off that loan. And it's interest only, right?
Interest only.
Interest only, 12%. That 12% is in comparison to 5 point something that it is right now, I believe. Or what is it, close to 6% on traditional?
So that may be residential. Right now, commercial, we're looking at around 7.5%.
7.5% still compared to 12. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go towards your balance at all. You're just paying to have that loan. So you want to get in and you want to get out. Mm-hmm. That is the purpose of it. A lot of times you cannot get a traditional loan with a purchase like a fix and flip because there is, let's say, no working bathroom. No working kitchen. The heat isn't on. You can't even have it appraised. Not in a traditional manner, because when an appraiser comes to appraise a property for traditional loans, everything has to be working. So you have to have the working bathroom. The water has to be on. The kitchen, you have to have a stove in the kitchen. And you know, the heat has to come on. So if you find a property that does not have this, or the property does not have, let's say the darn roof is caving in, or, you know, the floors are caving in, then you're going to have to go to a hard money loan. Mm-hmm. And that's going to cost money. However, it could be very profitable. Very profitable. I have made in excess of $100,000 just off of one property using hard money. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't care how much they charged me. I didn't care if it was 12%, 13%, because as long as I got the money that I wanted, that was $100,000 more than what I already had in the bank. So why should I care what the hard money lender is charging?
Yeah, so you were able to see the end goal instead of just looking at what the rate is going to be now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do. You know, you have to be able to follow the rules and regulations of using a hard money loan, and I understand that. But if you look to, you know, how much money are you going to make? You know, if you're saying, oh, my goodness, 12 or 13%, oh, my God, that interest rate is horrible. I couldn't do that. Well, then you can't make any money. The usual, I think, I think the usual net profit is somewhere around $50,000, $30,000 off of like a fix and flip, let's say, or bridge loan or whatever. If you're taking out a bridge loan for a fix and flip or whatever. So why worry about what the lender is getting? I don't see that.
Yeah, you got to look at how much money you're going to make off of the project and, you know, take that into consideration. And, yeah, for your project, that worked out great. You were able to take out a hard money loan, but you're also able to make a lot of money off of that.
I see that you offer lines of credit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so sometimes businesses will need lines of credit in order to grow. So we have a couple different products that you're able to get a line of credit based off of your gross sales. It's a percentage of your gross sales. Or we can also do like an asset-based line of credit where we use like your accounts receivable or your inventory, you know, different things, assets of your business in order to get a line of credit.
So do you have to show, let's say, your bank statements or any type of bookkeeping, assets, you know, receivables, accounts receivables, anything like that?
Which yes.
You have to turn, okay. So that would that. Is there such a thing as a no-doc commercial loan?
There is.
Tell us about that one.
There is. A secondary market, they'll do a no-doc loan where rates are higher around hard money, around like the 12%. But you don't necessarily need tax returns. They have to be filed, but the lender doesn't have to see them. So it's a riskier loan for them, so the rates are going to be higher. And the loan-to-value will be less as well. We're looking at around 65 to 70%.
Right. We were talking earlier about some of the different type of loans, and I always like to talk to my guests before we get started so they know what to expect. But we were talking about SBA loans, and it's one that I know that your company offers, and it's a SBA 7A. And then there is a 504. Let's start with the SBA 7A. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so SBA is Small Business Administration, and they have two main programs, 7A and 504. The 7A program is great for business startups, debt consolidation, if you needed to purchase equipment, inventory. You know, that's the main one that we use is the 7A. 504 is for real estate only.
What's the qualifications for that?
So with 504 loans, it's a participation between the CDC and the bank. So they kind of, it's pretty much two different lenders and they work together to get you the loan. Mm-hmm. So the rates can be a little bit lower with that. They fix a portion of the rates and then the other portion is variable. But that's perfect for if you just want to purchase real estate or refinance real estate. We can do just a 504. But a lot of times the 7A, you know, you need more than just real estate. If you need funds to fix up the property, if you want to purchase equipment, inventory, you know, have some working capital, we could put that all together and do a 7A loan.
Well, that sounds wonderful, but I do know that everyone would like to know how they can get a loan as a startup. Tell us about that. That I mean, this is with no experience, no seasoning. How do you do it?
Yeah, so I actually love a business startup. I love when someone has an idea and they want to bring it to life, and I'm here to help through that throughout the whole process. But yeah, business startups, I do quite a bit of them. You pretty much need, you know, you need good credit. You need money to put down.
Now you say good credit. So good credit is what?
680 or over. Yeah, 680 yeah. or over. And yeah, it's a Small Business Administration loan. So it's a government guaranteed loan. And it's the only program where we only have 10% down.
Now I wanted to go back to the credit score because when you say 680, is that's not a, and you know, I don't want to get too deep into this because people will say, what is she talking about? FICO score 8. That's not what you use for mortgage, right? You use the 4, 5, and 2.
So they pull a
that's
Chimers.
A mortgage. That's a mortgage FICO score. So in other words, they have scores for insurance. They have FICO scores for credit cards. They have FICO scores for mortgages, and they differ. So don't run to myfico.com and think that you're going to, you know, say, oh, my FICO score is 680, when that's not the model that mortgagers use or lenders. No, it's not. They use 4, 5, or 2. So just double check with Deanna and make sure that they're using the model that you can look up so you won't be surprised. Anyway, Deanna, please tell us how everyone can get in touch with you.
I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, and my website is cmcommercialbusiness.com. You'll find my email address there, my phone number, so feel free to reach out.
All right. And do you have your phone number that you can give everyone?
Yeah, 215-854-9326.
And your email address?
Is Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, at cmcommercialbusiness.com.
Thank you so much, Deanna, for joining us today. And thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week.
You've been listening to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all other social media.